All right, let him in.
We have to.
It's the overly handsome guy from sales, Chris.
What up, bro? What up, bro?
Hey.
High five.
Okay, that's enough.
Hi, Chris.
What's
Chris?
Up? What are you two homos doing, huh?
We're trying to do our show.
You think I had a little show going, huh?
We're not homos either.
Man, Ticket like offered me a show, goddamn, 3 years ago. No way, dude. Can't take the pay cut.
Oh, yeah. Bet that happened.
Yeah, you make a lot of money.
Dude, I'm totally going to the game tonight.
Oh, the Cowboy game.
Going to the game, sitting in my Lux box with a couple of honey babies from a Fortune 500 company.
You have a luxury suite, huh?
Oh, yeah. I totally got a luxury suite. You guys should come on out. I'd love to have you.
Well,
you got room?
Yeah, we may have a little bit of room, you know. Yeah. It's going to be pretty packed, you know. I've got a lot of friends and everything. Yeah. And I think C and K are hanging in our booth, too.
C and K, who's
Candace
that?
Candace and Kim.
Oh,
gosh, it's annoying.
Candace Crawford and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
they're totally into the Chris Meister, man.
Oh, they're into you.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Not Tony or Miles.
I have so much respect for Tony and Miles that I won't do it, you know? Uh-huh. But I tell you, it's tempting a lot, man. Those two girls are always all over me, man.
Always.
Oh, they want to decorate my Christmas tree with their big double D ornaments, you know what I'm saying? What up, bro?
High five.
Come on. Half hug. All right. Let me tell you what's totally G. You know what's totally G?
What?
Totally.
My sweetie Jerry World, man. You got to see it. You guys got to get in there. It's customized on the door. I got my own Chris coat of arms up there. It's two cross Stoli bottles with some D&G sunglasses right on top of them. Kick ass, man. Totally kick A. Yeah. Completely G.
I don't know that you have a suite out there.
Yeah, hey, dude, I tell you, I know you're worried about it, so I'm just going to get it out in the open. You show up, I promise I won't ice you, bro.
Oh,
I won't ice you. Me and my friends, we love doing that, man. Yeah. We totally ice each other all the time.
What's the point of that, buddy? What's the point?
You go up, man, you ice them, you hit them with the Smirnoff ice, man. They gotta drink it.
Party's on.
Oh, party is on. Yeah. I tell you what, I'll let you guys borrow one of my Beamer 3s so you can arrive in style.
One of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got like four of them now.
I can't keep track of them.
Yeah, I can't even keep track with them. Uh-huh. Come on, guys. You hang with me, man. You get more pee than a gyno speculum.
Oh, my God.
Hey, when are you guys going to have Troy Aikman on again?
Probably here in a couple weeks when football starts.
God, man, I need to talk to him.
Why?
Yeah, I got to figure out how to handle the paparazzi, you know? I mean, this season, I think it's going to be crazy for me.
For you?
Why would it be crazy for you?
You know how it is, you know, when you're the Chris-Krister. I mean, I make six figures. You know how much that is? Yeah, you probably don't, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a lot
like,
of money.
Imagine all the money that your dad made throughout his whole career. Double that. That's about what I make a year.
Wow, boy, you're very successful. Chris.
Last night I was at the Ranger game.
Mm-hmm.
See my boy A-Rod.
Oh, you A-Rod
know A-Rod. Boy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's so funny, George. You're like this. Dubs wanted me to sit with him and Laura.
Dubs.
He's like a huge fan of mine, you know.
And
I'm a Republican and all, but you know, Dubs and Laura, man, they don't party like I do, so I couldn't sit with them because I'm trying to get out of it and everything. Because I'm like, you know, but you know, I'm going to sit with Cam, you know? Cameron Diaz. A-Rod squeeze right now.
She's in G also.
Oh, God, man. She was all over me last night. You should have seen it.
Really?
It was wild. Hey, I want to invite you guys also to the luncheon next month. I'm probably going to be named Employee of the Month. So
probably.
Want you guys to get out there? Oh, I've been billing like you wouldn't believe, man.
Yeah.
I bill so much here at the Ticket and everything.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, I've been like top biller for 5 years in a row.
Chris, I hate to do this to you, especially on the air, but I got a buddy who works at the Chili's over Knox Henderson, and he says that you work there as a busboy to supplement your income up here that you're not doing too well, really, in either place.
In fact, they say you're really not even a part of our sales staff, that you just kind of show up every once in a while.
Oh, God, I got it. Old fashioned with cheese, I got to get rid of.
You know what? He has done it again.
This doesn't look good because I can't even see his body down there. I think he went right through the awning, and he couldn't have survived that.
No.
Call the ambulance.
No visible awning either.
Call an ambulance.
Do we have to? I think he's fine.
No, it doesn't look like it. This looks bad. A crowd is starting to gather.
Let's just leave him there.
No, call 911.
Because I'm paranoid about how they record it, and then it may be played on the air or something.
Wait, hold on, the crowd is scattering.
I'm totally okay, you homos! I'll have to bust another table! I'll see you at the Death Star!
There he goes. Hey, Chris. Check him out tonight at the Death Star. 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.